You're probably not as familiar with Armed Forces Day as you are with Memorial Day or Veterans Day, but the holiday celebrated this Saturday dates back to 1949 when it was announced to honor all branches of the U.S. military. In honor of Armed Forces Day, we're drumming up some military trivia. First, the oldest and largest branch. You'll probably guess it's the Army, but did you know that it dates back to June of 1775? That's a year before the Declaration of Independence was signed. The Navy was also established that year on October 13th, and on November 10th, 1775, the Marine Corps was born. All three of these groups would fight in the Revolutionary War. The U.S. Coast Guard came along in 1790, but not as the Coast Guard. It was called the Revenue Marine Service, and it was created by Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton. The Coast Guard got its current name in 1915. The youngest branch is the Air Force, of course. Couldn't get that one off the ground without planes. But even after those did take flight and start their military service, they were part of the Army until 1947. People always talk about prom as a night to remember. For a group of high school students from Davie, Florida, theirs is a night they'll probably never forget.
We're on the limo and we're all dancing, having a good time, excited to go to prom. And then all of a sudden, the bus slams on his brakes. I was the first to think, call 911. So I stepped to the side, I called 911. I was calm.
Staying calm would be impressive enough, considering this is why the driver slammed on the brakes. A van had swerved, wrecked, and flipped on its side right in front of them. The limo driver and 20 students got out, jumped into action, helping rescue the five adults and two kids in the van. Police and firefighters showed up a few minutes later, and everyone from the van was taken to the hospital. As for the students, after going through all that, they went on to their senior prom. They were a little disheveled, but still determined to be there.
We had all made it. We were just happy to know that we were all alive and we enjoyed our night.
Seniors, we want to hear from you. What are you planning to do after graduation? Work, higher education, serve in the military? Tell us in our quick poll. It's on the blog at CNNStudentNews.com.